Hey, no sound from the... There we go. Hi, you're listening to KDUP 1580 AM. We're online at kdup.up.edu. You can call us tonight at 503-743-7121 or extension 7121 if you're on campus.
I'm okay.
This is Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored.
And in the studio with me right now is Kyle Meckling. Kyle, where can you email us tonight?
You can email us at animorph_radio@yahoo.com.
Uh-huh. Check out our Facebook group.
Animorph, the radio drama.
No uncensored there. And also our website, animorphs-uncensored.com.
.com.
Right now we're kind of waiting for CJ. I'm going to switch mics very quickly. Here I am again. And I guess headphones.
Hey, you want me just to go ahead and do our theme?
That would be awesome, Kyle. Are you set up?
Yep, I'm good.
You plugged into Aux 1 and everything?
Nope, I'm not.
Alright, then we will stall some more.
Yay, stalling!
CJ would tell you more about shelling than I will ever know, but since I don't know anything about planes or those kinds of things, I only know the little sparky type of things that happen with electricity. Alright, we're going to play some actual music now, so enjoy.
Now we are.
Yeah, we're back on.
We're good.
I'm not late.
Not really. Well, we already talked and said you were late.
Hi, not late. How are you?
I'm great, mean person.
Really? I wouldn't say so.
Actually, I'm
going to sit there.
Oh.
So, now, CJ, if you're going to sit at this computer,
you can't press buttons.
Well, you can, but you have to check our email regularly.
Oh, I do?
And you have to give a shout-out to people who email you. And
yeah,
shout-outs. And you have to read the emails.
Okay.
Can you handle that?
I can do that.
While you guys are bickering, I'm going to say hi to the Cove. And hello, Cove.
Hi, Cove.
I'm just really excited that we got put in there.
Hello, all you late-night culinary lovers.
Yes.
Culinary?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, relating to cooking.
Yes.
Oh, because the cull.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And the NRA.
How does that follow?
How
does that... Never mind.
CJ.
You're confused.
It's sequiturs. It definitely sequiturs.
Sequiturs?
Yes. As in non sequitur? Yes. Anyway, it follows.
What?
Oh, come on. You speak Latin, don't you?
Yes, I know that, but it's sequitur.
What?
It's spelled with
this
an O.
This is obnoxious. What
therefore
are you guys talking
four
about?
It's from sequor, which is a passive active verb.
All right, all right. The BS coming to an end.
I'm totally... It's just not BS. The guy who studies Latin and Greek can back me up on this
Michael,
one.
Michael Gray, we need you.
Thank you.
All right. So, books, maybe? Sometime?
Oh, we should have said hi to the person
here
that came in.
Oh, that was Autumn. Autumn is our programming director here at KDUP.
Hi, Autumn.
You can listen to her show at some time that I don't know offhand.
Autumn, when's your show? Yeah!
From tomorrow?
Tomorrow from 5 to 6.
From 5 to 6, listen in.
Really?
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
That is definitely not
Whoa
what it says on the website.
Why is this playing?
Because you
I don't
pushed
know
the button.
I was going to say we've got bug fighters flying around the studio.
Tomorrow is Monday.
Pew, 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 pew.
From 5 to 6 is Harold's hour.
Stuff is lancing everywhere. Oh my goodness.
Oh, we'll figure it out later.
So I've decided this whole three mic thing is a really good idea because Greg and I were listening to the show in the car.
Yes,
and,
I am listening.
Yeah, and it's really hard to hear people that aren't talking in the microphones.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, you stopped talking. Sorry. Awkward. So yeah, we're continuing Mega Morse number one, The Andalite's Gift by K.A. Applegate and published by Scholastic.
Ready, set, you ready? 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 And?
They're about to run.
Go!
CJ, could you check the Google calendar? Really
the Google calendar?
Yes, the Google calendar.
Colander?
Colander.
Oh. Okay, so now we're cooking in the studio. We're not even allowed to drink in the studio.
Yeah. Anything. Well, that's not because, just,
imagine if we did drink in the studio. We're already like, woohoo!
Not just more potent potables, but any potables
potent
at all.
Potent potables?
Exactly. Yes. Go to the calendar.
Oh, I stupid temporary allow pop-ups. Calendar.
Yes.
I can do this.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's pink, look for...
Autumn show, 6 p.m.
6 to 7.
Oh, it says 6 to 7.
I hope that's right.
Well, you can listen at 5 o'clock tomorrow anyway, too.
Yeah, Leah's show's usually pretty good. Woo-hoo! Harold's Hour from 5 to 6. I think I left it... No, I didn't leave
it. We really need to get the updated version of Explorer.
We really need to get the updated version of CJ, because you tend to repeat yourself. I don't know if you repeated yourself there, because I don't listen to you, but...
Sue...
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
We don't need to get the updated version of Kyle because, well, they just stopped. They discontinued that product a long time ago.
Touché, sir. Touché.
I update regularly.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Ah, good stuff. Okay. Wait, what am I doing?
Do I click on my Yahoo? Hey, mail.
Are we doing this yet?
Yeah. Do you remember our emails here?
And Morse.
No,
I know. Animorph underscore
radio.
Animorph underscore radio.
At Yahoo.
And then our password is...
We're going to go ahead and introduce a couple of people.
Right.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
Wait, I'm getting a 1 minute symbol?
Maybe not. We'll see.
Wait.
I had a list, but I don't know if I have it with me.
Oh,
I
the
can
list?
Get really quick.
Did you make sure you pushed record on my computer? God, this stupid password.
I'm sorry. You could change it and inform me.
I actually did a lot of work on your computer.
I'll be right back.
Don't worry about it. I just moved files around and made it more organized.
Then it already
You asked
was.
Me to. You no, said, Kyle,
no,
don't
I did
touch
not.
Anything.
I did not.
So you didn't tell me not to touch anything.
Who did? Who
See? Told you.
Huh?
Perfect. Dead. We're on the same page.
Creed was the one that sent in those stupid jokes. Oh my god.
What stupid jokes?
Never mind. Don't worry about it. I'm not.
They were hilarious.
No, go away.
They were hilarious.
No, they were horrible.
They were hilarious.
Turn. Ha! There goes your crowd.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, you know what? Matt,
CJ, turn me off. I win.
Matt, turn Kyle back on.
No, I don't want to turn Kyle back on.
Oh
He's
my god.
He's mean to me.
You just...
No, it's not...
Anyway, okay, so basically what we're doing is we're hitting chapter 10. Yay. See, I turned it off.
Sure
there you
he,
go.
Sure you did.
Anyway, so we're on to chapter 10, narrated by Rachel.
Rachel.
And we're going to go with it, and then we're going to explain why it's so awkward.
Woot.
Okay.
We didn't send out a message for everybody to listen this week, did we? We haven't been doing that the last couple of weeks, have we?
No, Matt's been up, you know, keeping it up.
Sweet.
But I don't know if he did this time, because I've been on Facebook all day advertising for my event called 1 Week in the Life of Kyle.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm a good enough friend of yours to do that. I don't know.
You know, it's okay. Colleagues don't have to be friends. They can actually hate each other like we do, and it's just fine. Especially with a table between us that keeps us from killing each other.
I think I have more of a role to play in this whole game instead of actually, like, being you.
So you're going to pull a Joe?
No, I'm definitely going to be, like, the... Wait, what?
Joke holder?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's already taken the spot of
what?
Make fun of
Kyle. I totally had that
nope.
spot. Like,
nope, he stole it about a month ago.
What are you talking about? I was there before him.
All right, you know what? We're just talking, and the listeners don't even know what the event is.
Oh, why
okay,
don't you
so,
explain it to them?
So basically, what it is I always get asked questions about my allergies. I'm allergic
such
to
as,
ca-
Kyle, if you were out in the middle of a dark field, like pitch black.
Like is there a moon out?
No, it's like pitch black.
Okay, so there's no moon.
No, there's no moon. Well, it's on the other side of the Earth, and there's like no stars because for some reason there's no stars.
Right, no. Okay, no stars, no moon.
If a cow came out of nowhere and ran you over, would you die?
Probably. But not because I'm allergic to cows, but because cows are freaking huge. For those that don't know, I'm allergic to cows. And everybody asks me questions such as that, and that is a true story. People actually ask me those kind of things.
He could have been a Hindu in another life.
Exactly. And so I decided this year, because I'm an RA and I have to do events, I decided to challenge my residents and anybody else who wanted to do it. That includes you, listeners. I challenged them to try to go 5 days without eating anything from a cow. That means no beef, no cheese, no milk, no butter, no anything good.
And are you ready for a challenge?
So there are rules and stuff, but anyway, there's a Facebook group called 1 Week in the Life of Kyle. You can go ahead and join it if you want to. You don't have to.
What?
I figured I'd make that plug.
Because
Matt was off doing
stuff. Oh, hey.
Cool.
So before we start reading, because I know you guys didn't do any reading while I was gone.
No, we didn't. We bickered.
Oh, we have this, right.
Yes. So first, I'd like to read credits. Have we already explained... the Megamorphs thing?
I don't think we really explained our failure that is Megamorphs.
CJ, let's switch chairs. So.
What? Why do I have to switch chairs?
So I can read it. No,
but you can't read it here?
Fine, so explain.
What? Okay, what am I explaining?
Yeah, explain Megamorphs and our failure.
Well, so basically, you know, in concert and keeping with what we've always done on this show.
Who says
mainly,
concert?
Keep
going, keep going. You're doing good. You're doing good.
We say we're going to do something and then we don't do it. Well, this time we didn't even say we were going to do something.
And we still didn't do it.
It's true.
Actually, we told a few people that we were going to do it and then we didn't do it. Basically, the reason we skipped Megamorphs was because we were trying to put together like a full-on awesomeness of Megamorphs.
Oh.
And it was getting pretty freaking awesome. But unfortunately, it's senior year, and Kyle and I are both mechanical engineers.
And very good
junior
at getting
electrical.
I was getting there. And Matt's a junior in electrical engineering, which, you know, we all know isn't real engineering, but...
It's better. It is so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Because
So this is some of the music that I was working on. It's completely not done yet.
Oh,
but
it's still pretty darn good. Anyway, so basically we were planning on doing this huge thing, and we actually got voice actors to do some of the parts, and we were working on recording.
Voice actors.
You'll understand why we didn't get much done later in the show, because we'll show you some of the bloopers, which was actually most of the recording we did was bloopers.
That's true of any recording.
First we started off recording in my room with a really... not good microphone.
Ooh,
and
nice censorship.
Yeah, I know.
On an uncensored show. Very nice.
We put a sock on it at one point.
Yeah, we put it...
Yeah.
It was, yeah. It sounded like the microphone had feces in it.
Right.
Anyway.
Sometimes it hit the fan.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And so...
I hated that fan.
We were doing pretty well. It was going okay. But then we found out that we could record in here. So we started doing that over. And then... if we were going to do everything that, then we would have had to do everything that quality because it was a lot different and everything like that. And then I was working on this, and then I got a writer's block, and then I had a whole bunch of stuff that I had to get done. And,
like senior project and all the homework we're not supposed to talk about.
Basically, because we'd have to kill you if we told you about it.
Right. Actually, I was thinking today that we should read, like, homework for, like, 5 minutes and see if anybody wants to hear that besides us talking. Because, you know, there's appeal to that for some people.
There's no homework to say.
There isn't.
Hi, Autumn.
Bye, Autumn. I think she just comes in to make sure that we're still talking and not brain dead.
Anyway, so we've repeated ourselves several times. You get the point. We screwed up. We didn't finish. And so we just like to thank those that tried to help us fail. I mean, do well. I mean, yeah, right.
Yeah, Laura,
was on here last time. And
she played Cassie.
She was going to be our Cassie, and she nailed Cassie. Awesome. She got the part
of
down.
Cassie.
Yeah.
Down pat.
Yes.
It was, she was...
Oh,
Wow.
Leave me alone.
Wow.
Leave me alone.
So, our thank you list, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go,
so,
CJ. You insisted on
we'd
reading
like
it.
To thank these wonderful people.
Oh,
do
you want me to kill
I,
the music
doing
or just
playing,
keep it going?
Playing the part of Jake. And we're still trying to do it, like,
oh, well,
somewhat good throughout the thing, so.
First, because, you know, technical people always come last
oh,
at the end of
right,
the
my bad.
We would like to thank Cole Vonderhaar, general manager of KDUP, and all the wonderful
Woo-hoo.
People here at KDUP who made Animorphs the radio
my
drama
God,
on Central.
Oh, we got a phone call to stop us from talking.
I'd like to thank you, the caller, for
you're
being
on
Animorphs. Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
So I am listening with my residents, and they have all started morphing into different animals. Listen.
Are you serious? You should probably take them to the hospital, because oddly enough, that's not normal.
In case of residents morphing, what do you do?
Well, first off, I'm going to point out that morphing is not painful.
Actually, in the RA handbook, you're supposed to call your hall director on duty.
Shall do. I think it's Tommy Stoffel. My girls say hi, and that they like your show.
Yay.
Awesome.
Okay.
We like your girls.
Well, they like you.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Who was that?
I was about to say the same thing,
that
but
was
I figured.
Joe.
Yep, that was Kenna
Joe.
Joe. That sounds like a.
Yeah.
We should make an action
like
figure.
A Trader Joe kind of thing, except Kenna Joe. She could have like superpowers and like save the day in the end.
I was thinking
or the beginning.
I was thinking
that would be weird. That could be your superpower, saving the day in the beginning.
You know, Kyle, I was thinking coffee, Kenna Joe.
Oh.
The best part of waking up is Kenna in your cup.
Wow. Hey, you hear that? Especially since they're doing. Whatever that
the
event
best
is.
Part of waking up.
I'm sorry, I forgot
Kenna
the name of your
in
event.
Your cup. Beep.
Oh, man, there's just so many ways you could take that, though.
I know, it's kind of awkward, isn't
moving
it?
On!
Okay,
thank you!
So, playing the part of Jake was Kyle Meckling.
That's right, me. That's me, right here. Right. You see me?
He's
thank
pointing
you.
To himself, stupidly. Playing
uh-uh.
the part of Rachel was Morgan Berry. Playing
yay.
The part of Kathy, Laura Masterson.
Woo!
Playing the part of Tobias was Matthew Tung.
Yeah, that's me. How'd I get on that?
The
wait, who's
Nibs.
Matthew Tung? Burn!
Why?
I'm no one important, Kyle. No one of consequence.
You might want to wipe your finger off. You're bleeding from the sharp corners on the buttons. By the way, that's Matthew sucking on his finger. Nothing else.
Darn
okay,
roses. Darn thorns.
Magnificently playing the part that was almost nominated in several Academy Awards. And
ego booster.
Just tugged on the heartstrings of the entire crowd. The part of Marco was played by Mr. C.J. Hanley.
Okay, shut up. Shut up. Yeah. That's right.
No. playing the part of Axe, who actually never ended up reading.
At all.
was my roommate, or former roommate, Michael Schmitz.
Yeah.
Mike was on the show once, but we lost that episode and we don't
yeah.
talk about
he
it.
He decided that before he would go on our show, he'd start his own spinoff radio show, actually.
Spinoff?
Yeah. Which you can catch these days. It's The Mean Saints, Some Things Considered, on what? Thursdays on KDP, that you feed at EDU, at 12 to 2.
From
12 to 2.
That is noon to 2, not midnight
noon to
2 a.m.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot
quite a good show. Has
yeah,
excellent
okay,
music.
Just because you wrote it.
Yeah, basically.
Moving
I,
on.
I didn't really
next
write
next thank you.
I compiled it. Playing the part of Shrieker 1 was Stephanie Landis.
That was a girl at the party who screamed.
I remember that.
Yeah, these are all the parts that I poorly did last week. Playing the part of Shrieker 2 was Christine Lane.
Christine Lane was meant to come on the show.
And she's lame.
Yeah, she flaked out. And that meant a lot of work for yours truly.
Yeah.
Because I had to throw together all the stuff that we've done in the past instead of having a real live girl here.
Playing the part of yours truly was Matthew Tung. Playing the part of Darlene was Stephanie Landis.
Darlene threw the party, you know. I'm just helping out.
Keep going. You're doing good. You're doing good.
Playing the part of the girl named Tracy, Christine Lane. The guy named Hans, blank.
Well, yeah, we never got around him.
Well, no, that was sort of a literary device because the guy wasn't all that bright, so we just decided that, you know, whatever. Playing the part of a girl named Kara, nobody. The girl named Elephant, nobody. No, nobody played the reporter. Nobody played Jordan. Nobody played. Oh no, somebody played
this
the crazy
motion
lady.
Means hurry up.
Oh, what? Okay, Christine Lane.
Yeah, the crazy lady did Christine Lane. Visitor 3 was going to be Alex Kirby.
Yeah, and he didn't
ever record anything.
Okay.
And other than that, yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's what I got.
And now we're gonna give the computer to Autumn for a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
And CJ's gonna move.
Which way?
Here.
This
here.
Way.
Take
this way.
My seat.
And I will squat.
No. We can share.
Again?
Oh, well,
awkward.
It doesn't matter. Apparently, she's fine without a seat.
Okay.
Oh, we were going to give her a
seat. So, are we going to, you know, ever read a book?
Wow,
maybe?
No. See, we've wasted a good solid 25 minutes and not disappointed a single member of the staff?
Of us.
Yeah, I'm not upset.
The entity
yet.
Called us.
The entity?
Kyle, could you do me a huge favor?
No.
Huge
are
favor?
Are you sure? Oh, could you do me a small favor?
Yeah.
Could I have the aux cord? Thank you.
How are we going to start chapter 10 without the aux cord?
Is that this? It's this chapter, isn't it?
You're right.
It is, yeah. He needs it.
Use your aux cord.
All right, who's doing narration?
I guess I could do... Wait.
Do narration,
Do we have all of the speaking parts?
Don't worry about it.
Some
just
of
go
us
with it.
Work
okay.
for 2 hours to
here,
do this.
Here we go.
And,
what we're going to do right now is we're going to wave our hands.
Oh, right, we're waving hands.
Do you believe in fairies?
Yeah.
If you do believe in fairies, clap!
No, just wave. Just wave.
Just wave. Yeah, wave. Okay, we're done waving. Okay, so now you're going to believe everything you just saw.
Wave
I mean,
harder.
Heard. I mean, yeah, heard. Yeah, heard, right? Yeah. Okay, so you're going to believe everything.
Yeah.
Okay, you got that? Here we go.
Chapter 10.
Rachel.
I spent hours just walking in the woods, walking and trying to remember. Who was I? What was I? The core questions that we must answer for the university to let us graduate. I didn't know. My mind would not answer me. I remembered how to talk. What are you guys doing?
Would you just read?
Oh.
How are they supposed to believe if you don't...
Shh.
Okay.
Suspension of disbelief.
Right.
I remembered what things were called. I knew the sky was blue, and the moon was white, and the ocean was deep, and that winter was colder than summer. Very good.
Colder.
I knew all the background things of life. It was like watching a TV show where you could see all the sets, but the characters were invisible. Of me, of who I was and what I was, I knew nothing.
That's sad.
I was a nihilist.
Wow, it's a completely different room over here.
Eddie, this
or not
corner of the table is kind of muffled. I kind of like it.
You want to let me read?
No, but you can go ahead.
Or not quite nothing.
Not quite.
Double negatives. I knew that I was some sort of freak. I knew I could have the feathers and beak and birds of a leg. Legs
what?
Of a bird.
Of a
birds
leg.
Often have a leg.
Continue.
Quiet. And I knew that I had some terrible enemy. The pine needles and fallen branches made walking painful. Those were my terrible enemy. But what
answer
else could
me.
I... What the...
Who am I?
Keep going. Who the heck was that?
Don't worry about it.
It was a spirit. A ghost.
Some terrible beast was hunting me. Who could I possibly trust?
No.
It's now.
Other one.
It's now.
No, that's the mic.
No.
What? Say that line again, CJ?
Do it again. Who could I possibly trust?
What? It won't play.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean it won't play?
Well,
I mean...
Okay, trade spots again.
It's in Winamp, and... Oh, it's not in Winamp? Is it in Winamp?
Whoa.
Oh, it is in Winamp. I got it.
No, we got it.
No, it was in the right spot. I had the right thing the first time. See, listen. Oh, wait.
Who am I?
There we go.
Okay,
no,
okay, I got it.
What? No, why'd you switch it?
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Go, read the last one.
Who could I possibly trust?
Just believe.
Answer me!
There we go.
I yelled at no one but the trees.
Who am I?
Yay!
It's like they're really in the studio.
Yeah,
because
like
really
they are.
Here. Yeah. Keep going.
No.
See,
not.
Like, we can talk to Morgan, and she can say stuff to us. Back.
Very limited stuff.
Yeah. How are you today, Morgan?
Who am I?
I don't... No, wait.
Oh, never mind.
Just keep going.
The sound of my own voice reminded me I had to be careful. The beast from the sky might be out there, might still be looking for me. I walked, always hoping the clouds would lift from my memory. I knew I had amnesia. I remembered the word amnesia.
Quote, end quote.
But how had it happened? That, italicized, I could not remember. I stayed fairly close to the highway that sliced through the trees. There's no hidden meaning in that one.
I could see.
Answer me!
What are you doing?
Having fun.
I could see flashes of cars through the trees a few hundred yards off to my right, but I stayed deep enough in the woods that no one from the road could see me. I could not afford to be seen, not until I knew what danger I was in. Then, amidst all the greens and browns of the forest, I saw something bright yellow. It was deeper in the woods, another few hundred yards deeper. I crouched down low and walked on bent legs toward the splash of yellow. I moved as quietly as I could, placing each bare foot carefully.
Actually, you could look at that and see suspense.
It was a shack.
Yes, Kyle, just press that button.
Oh my gosh.
No, shh. This one.
The yellow was a cotton, ribbed top. From the Limited, probably. I froze. What? From the Limited? What did that mean? I squeezed my eyes shut and concentrated. Give me a flash. A store. It was a store. Clothing. Tables covered with folded tops in bright colors. I was there. I was there shopping with... I knew I was there with someone with me. I could feel the fact that someone was with me. But I couldn't see anymore. The memory fragment was only a brief snippet of time. It was me, nothing. It told me nothing.
It was me, nothing.
Shh, quiet. I looked again at the shack. It looked like I had been built a long... Gosh, darn it.
No, you're doing good.
It looked like... patronizing son of a monkey.
No, he's not patronizing you, CJ. He's telling you the truth.
I am patronizing him.
Oh, see, I was continuing the patronizing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay, continue.
I don't actually know what that word means.
Well, you see, Cotton.
Sorry, go.
I looked again at the shack. It looked like it had been built a long time ago. It was made of logs, some of which were rotted out. Had I been here before? It felt familiar, this place. A place like it... No, I was probably just imagining things. The yellow top was hanging on a clothesline. I duck-walked left to see through the front doorway. It was open. There was no light inside the cabin. Should I? Could I take the risk?
If you want to return the item, you'll need a receipt.
A voice said.
Ah!
I yelled and spun around.
It's hard!
Not that hard.
A woman.
Yeah, say it again.
Old, not so old.
Wait, no. I got it.
Just shabby. Wearing so many layers of clothing, she looked fat. But she wasn't. She was thin, dragging a bulging canvas bag. Not a threat. I forced myself to calm down. I tried to let adrenaline flow out of me, but my heart was pounding and my muscles were tensed.
You'll need a receipt.
The woman said again. She stared at me in a challenging way and held out her hand.
What?
That was what?
Yeah.
I asked.
You know me. If you want to...
Let's just do it the way we actually would have done it.
What would we have done it?
The actual dialogues.
What?
You can't go backwards. Keep going.
Oh, crap.
Okay,
just let it go, then.
Yeah.
If you want to return the item, you'll need a receipt.
She said again. She said it precisely what? The way she had the first time.
She said it precisely the way she had said it the first time. The identical inflection. She was insane.
I don't have a receipt.
I said. She looked past
me.
She looked past me at something or nothing.
If you want to return,
stop it! Then she headed for the shack. I don't know why, but I followed her. She was mentally ill, but she didn't seem dangerous, and I wasn't exactly normal myself.
I got it.
I don't know what I expected to find inside the shack, but it was a shock. Clothing, piles of it 3 feet high in every corner. Clothing, much of it was dirty, filthy. Some was stained or burned. Some seemed fine. The mad woman ignored me completely. She opened her dirty canvas bag and began pulling out more items of clothing. Strange shirts, ripped jeans.
Stained shirts.
Whatever. Old... One old sneaker.
Have a receipt. Excuse me.
No, just let it go.
I said.
Yeah, just let it go. No, we don't need the I said.
Yes, we do.
No.
It's important.
No, it's not.
It's in the book.
Shut up.
She said ma'am.
Yeah, she did. You didn't hear it because you were busy yelling at Kyle.
Now you have to continue.
No, no I don't.
I can.
Excuse me. Ma'am?
Just no, keep going.
Oh.
If you want to return the item, you'll need a receipt. Can you tell me your name?
No.
She stopped sorting the clothing.
We got it. She turned a sly grin toward me.
My name or its name? We are two, not one. Yes. Yes. If you want to return the item,
your name, please.
Just keep going.
I said.
No, shut up. Don't. Would you stop fighting this? Hey, you're Tess. I'm going to.
You know who did all this, CJ? You know who put all the spaces between
not
these
CJ.
Frickin'
not,
lines?
It wasn't CJ.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it was
it
me.
Wasn't.
I did it today. When I was supposed to be doing homework, I did
Somebody
this.
Call the ambulance.
You know what, just for that?
We just blew out everyone's eardrums.
Ma'am? If you want to return the item, you'll need a receipt. Can you tell me your name?
My name? Or its name? We are two, not one. Yes. Yes. If you want to return the item...
Your name, please.
I said.
It's gone now.
She said craftily.
But it will be back. Oh, yes. They'll be back. They never go away forever.
I guess normally I might have been frustrated. I might have not even gotten annoyed. But I knew now what it was like to have your brain betray you.
Who does all this clothing belong to?
I asked.
Shh! Mine!
She shrieked suddenly.
It's mine!
Okay, it's yours. I found it all. People throw it away. It's mine. Yes, it's yours. But I was wondering, I don't have any shoes. I thought maybe you could let me borrow a pair of shoes?
Will that be cash, check, or credit card?
I
had an idea. Maybe it was stupid. Maybe it was even a little cruel. I bent down and picked up a chunk of pine bark from the floor. I held it out to the woman.
Credit card.
She took it. She looked at it in confusion. Then she looked up at me. There was something lost and desperate in her eyes.
Is this a store?
She asked.
It's your store.
I said. She forced a shaky smile.
Let me know if I can help you find anything.
I will.
I said. I began digging through the nearest pile of clothing. Shoes were stuck here and there. I dug each one out, one by one, and set them in a pile on the floor. I needed a size 5. So far, I had mostly men's shoes.
Are you one of them?
The woman asked.
One of what, ma'am?
I replied.
The others. The ones who live in your head.
I don't think so.
I said. I was focused on my search.
You can read that again so people can understand.
I said. I was focused on my shirt.
No, you're focused. She wasn't wearing a shirt. She
I
was wearing a leotard.
Her down.
No, I was going to
say,
don't you better.
I make eye contact.
Oh, God, that happens all the time.
I said I was focused on my search.
Right.
On what?
The search.
Search.
Search. Search for what?
God.
In a
Press
the
pile button.
Of dirty shoes?
Yeah.
Press the button.
There's only one way to know for sure.
She said in a soft, silky voice that Christine Lane does so well. Success!
We're sorry, Christine.
No, we're not.
Not
one
really.
Size 6 Reebok and one size 5 Converse. They weren't exactly matched, but they were better than being barefoot.
Plus,
I heard
you get to put two product placements in instead of one.
I heard a creak of rusty hinges behind me. I turned to look. The old woman had opened a trap door in the floor of the shack. I started to rise from my crouch, holding the shoes.
Kyle hit something.
Something hit me from behind. I tried to suck in a breath, but the blow had emptied my lungs. The yerk was all over, shoving...
The woman.
Clawing, scratching... No, the woman was all over me, shoving, clawing, scratching, and screaming!
I'm sure that's happened a lot, CJ.
Yes, it has.
Yerk! Yerk! Yerk!
Once more time.
Yerk!
Okay, there.
I struggled to fend her off, but she was strong and driven by her insane vision that Christine Lane has so often... I fell down through the hole in the floor.
Yuck! Yuck!
She screamed. I landed on dirt. I recovered quickly and leaped back up at the opening. The hatch slammed down on me. I ducked just in time.
Yuck! Yuck! Yuck!
Flash! Pew! A gray sludgy pool, an underground cavern, something in the pool. Oh, wait. This is like a flashback, so I gotta do it in the flashback voice. A gray sludgy an underground cavern, something in a pool swimming. Oh, so many things. No, I'm not doing this right. Seething just beneath the gray surface of the pool, like fish. No, slugs. Gray slugs. Yay! Thank you, Christy.
It's so amazing.
God, this is so much fun. We have so much blackmail. When she gets married, oh, this is going to be wonderful.
Yuck!
Right during the reception, the mic. Yuck! Sorry. Oh, I'm giving away our plan. My head swam with the sudden vision, but I couldn't focus on that. I had to get out. I pounded on the splintery wood of the hatch.
Lady, let me out of here. Let me out of here. I don't want to hurt you.
No answer. I looked around. It wasn't a basement, just a space beneath the shack. Maybe long, long ago it had been some kind of way to escape, or maybe it was a place to store food for the winter, but it had the feeling of great age. It was hard-packed dirt on three sides. The fourth side was a wall of vertical logs. I could see through the gaps in the logs, but I did not see a way out.
Oh, me again.
Lady, let me out of here. I'm not going to hurt you.
You mean Morgan.
You do great voices there, Matt.
I'm amazing, I know.
She spoke in a much quieter voice.
No, no, you don't want to hurt me. You just want to crawl inside my head, like you did before. Crawl inside my head. Make me give you my husband. Make me give him to you. My children. All for you. All for you. Controlling me in my head. But you died, didn't you, hear?
I felt a terrible coldness. She was insane.
Insane!
And yet, why didn't her raving mean something? Why did her raving mean something to me? That word.
Yerk.
Yerk!
It Yerk! Meant something. Something evil.
Dum dum.
Like oblivion. Was I crazy too? Was that the truth I was hiding myself from?
Morgan Bennett and Christine Lane, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, guys, you're too kind. You're too kind. Oh. How about those ladies?
No, seriously, guys, we got more. It's okay. All right, thanks.
Oh. I was waiting for the air horn. I love the air horn. Why?
Quick trade.
Why?
Because I don't like sitting next to you.
And also, you know, now that the
I'm
tricky
to
part of the
check
the thing is over.
Stuff.
Yeah, please refresh the... Oh, you were listening 10 minutes ago to KDUP.UP.EDU or 1580 AM.
The sound of Portland.
Yeah, CJ Talk.
You can call us tonight at area code 503-943-7121. Or
that's 943-7121. Sorry.
If you're on campus.
And if you're on campus, you can call us at extension 7121.
Yay.
You can email us tonight at anamorph_radio@yahoo.com. Check out our webpage, www.anamorphs-uncensored.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at Anamorphs The Radio Drama Group.
No uncensored.
No uncensored. Because the internet is not... Never. I don't know where I was going with that.
Is not a series of tubes.
Quiet.
Right.
Ye.
Yes.
So what are we doing now?
Well, there are more chapters to read. Or we could do the blooper reel.
We could do our blooper reel. Do we want to save that for the break?
We could do a little bit of a blooper reel.
What was that?
I don't know. That was really cool. You said two things at once.
I did.
Do it again, CJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is pretty awesome.
There we go.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's magic.
It's so incredible.
Okay, this is just stupid.
I do believe.
Phone call.
Thank you for saving us from ourselves. You're on Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Hey, it's your buddy Michael Gray from California.
Hey!
From California.
Saquor, am I right? Right,
what?
Right. Was I
Don't
right?
Don't worry about it.
I
He's
was totally
wrong.
Right.
How's it going, dude?
It's fine, but my computer screwed up and I couldn't get to hear the first half hour of the show.
Oh, we had a Latin argument
debate, actually.
Yeah, not non sequitur.
No,
Matt was.
Don't go back.
No,
it was a horrible argument to begin with.
No, it's.
He's calling from California. You want to waste his time with sequitur or sequator? Or whatever you said.
Sequitur.
Well, he wants
to. It's not Tor. It's the U R at the end.
He's the caller. Talk to him, not me.
Oh.
You're making him cry.
You hear that? That is pain.
Because of your mispronunciation.
My mispronunciation was pronounced correctly.
Don't be ignorant.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
How are you?
We're talking to somebody on the phone.
I'm fine. It is sequitur.
Yeah! Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You are, not tour.
Okay.
So, Michael, did you speak to Caesar recently?
Did I what?
You are such a jerk.
How about any other native speaker of the Latin language?
This is a great listener. Why are you patronizing him?
Hey, I've got a wonderful question for Michael. So, Michael, how would Caesar actually have pronounced his famous phrase, "I came, I saw, I conquered"? How would he have actually pronounced it?
I came, I saw.
Well, no, in Latin. How would he have pronounced it?
I know, but I was just clarifying.
I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, it's Winnie Witty Wiki.
Yeah.
Wiki as
somebody
in Wikipedia.
That, yes. Wikipedia.
As in Wikipedia.
How prophetic.
They didn't have a letter W, so they pronounced V like a W.
Yeah, cool.
What did they do for V?
Hell if I know.
Good answer. Cool.
Well, thanks for calling in tonight, man.
Okay.
Yeah, when you finally get to listen to the first half an hour of this, you'll realize that we actually...
didn't do much at all.
Yeah, then we mentioned your name and we're like, yeah, we should... I hope he should call in.
Christine and Morgan definitely carried the first half hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for calling, dude.
Okay, love the girl voices you've got going on there.
Woo! Thank you very much.
Yeah, we've been practicing.
A lot. It's been painful. It's been
painful.
I don't
think he believes us.
I don't think he does either.
All right, dude, see you later.
Okay,
see you later,
bye.
I guess.
Bye.
Bye. God. I love how we just had like a 5-minute argument while he was on the phone in California. That's how arrogant we are.
Are we really, Kyle?
Because we're Oregonians. We're always on top of California.
Ooh.
It's true.
That was nicely put.
Yeah, but we're also on top of Washington, so how do you explain that?
No, we're not.
Well, not geographically.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Whoa.
Where did that one come from?
That was the thunderclap of God telling you to stop talking.
I really hope
it's radio. Tonight. What are we going to do if we don't talk?
If that happens again, what if we all got like...
We have PSAs.
Yay!
Passages, as you like to call them.
All right.
Hey, blooper reel. We were going to do a blooper reel.
No, we're doing it at the break. Moving on.
Because we're going to give you a break from us.
Chapter 11.
For more us.
Jake. Marco and I took the bus to a place close to where the Dust Beast had attacked Rachel and destroyed the ice cream truck. The bus stopped and we climbed off. We were at a combination gas station and convenience store just off the highway. There was a Denny's across the street and a Dairy Queen not far off. The wreckage of the Ben and Jerry's truck was at the gas station. It had been towed there to get it off the road.
Yay!
There wasn't much left of the trailer. It had been chewed up and ground into splinters.
Splinter. Master Splinter.
Play shelf.
Well?
Marco said dryly.
That sure looks like the work of the same creature that ventilated Darlene's house.
What am I doing? This is so much a better song for a truck stop.
It's your line.
No, it's not. It's your line.
No, you're Jake.
We're actually doing that? Weird.
Why are
we doing that?
You do realize you shouldn't have been there in the first place.
I said.
Someone could have been killed.
Like I knew some devil beast was going to come after me?
Marco demanded. I let it go. Marco knew he'd screwed up, at least I hoped he knew. Come on,
I said.
You have the bag?
Of course I have the bag,
Marco grumbled. We headed for the woods. Once well into the trees, we began scanning the tree branches.
Up here,
Tobias said in thought speak. He was on a branch, preening his feathers. He used his beak to sort of comb through each feather, sensuously.
Preening. Is this really a time to be worried about your looks?
Marco asked.
Preening isn't about looks,
Tobias said patiently.
I'm cleaning and straightening feathers. Clean feathers fly better.
How do you even get dirty?
Marco wondered.
I mean, flying all the time?
I was hungry, so I ate a mouse. A mouse just like the one you became this morning,
Tobias said.
Wasn't a very clean kill. Any other questions?
I smiled as Marco turned slightly green. Where's Axe?
I asked.
He's coming. He's about a mile back. He's fast, but he's on foot, whereas I flew.
Did you?
No.
Tobias answered.
I didn't see anything. No humans walking in this area of the woods at all, as far as I saw. Except for this crazy woman who lives in a shack out here.
Yeah! Wow!
No, Rachel.
Okay. I said. Marco and I are going to morph now.
There, I dropped the ball.
Yeah, it's okay. We've been doing okay. You want to go up to the... up top and make sure we're clear?
Okay.
Tobias opened his wings and swept low over our heads before catching a headwind and rising up above the treetops. Ready, Marco?
I asked. Sure, I love this morph. It's cool. This is what morphing should always be like.
We were planning to use our wolf morphs. For one thing, wolves run in the forest, so we wouldn't be totally out of place. But more importantly, wolves have magnificent sense of smell. A magnificent sense of smell. Open the bag. Marco opened the bag and took out a girl's shirt. It belonged to Rachel. Why Marco had it, we had no idea.
Oh,
she'd left it at Cassie's house. Oh, there we go. We hoped it would still smell like Rachel. We were going to play Bloodhound. We shoved our clothes back into the bag and stood there in our morphing suits. Bike shorts and tops. Needless to say, we looked just a bit out of place.
All clear.
Tobias called down from somewhere above.
What are we doing?
Why are you shifting?
I'm entering play shelves so that we can have format reports so we don't get in trouble.
Oh,
cool.
God, do you know anything about this show?
Yes.
Do you know that
magic.
It's your line?
No, it's yours.
No, it's yours.
Did you say, well, let's do it?
Well, let's do it.
I said to Marco. You look so Arnold when you get that expression.
Marco teased. So what?
So Arnold. Schwarzenegger.
Oh. I smiled. Oh, shut up.
All right, then. Let's do it.
Marco said, doing a pretty decent Arnold accent if it was actually Marco talking and not CJ. Wolf, I said to myself.
Fight me.
The first change was fur, gray and shaggy, and as rough as carpeting. It sprouted from my human skin in a wave that rippled down from my neck all across my body. I could see my face bulging out, growing a long snout. It's very odd, because when you're a human, you can't really see your own nose.
When you're inhuman?
When you're a human.
No, you said inhuman.
No, I said a human.
When you're inhuman.
Maybe you, but not this character. He's a human. You may be inhuman.
So you say he's the opposite of a human?
No, you're inhuman. He's a human.
No, he's inhuman. He's like a parasite.
This is a stupid... What's up with us and stupid arguments?
Do you want to ask that question again?
Well, it's not
What's
like...
What's up with us and stupid arguments?
It's not like we could have smart ones.
Well, yeah.
Well, but... We could just sort of break that down.
A human. You can't really see your own nose. So it's definitely weird to have this long thing sticking out of your face.
No, it's not.
That's what she said.
Of course, that's not exactly the only weird thing
okay,
about
we
morphing.
We got a call.
Woo!
Hi, you're on Animorphs,
the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Wouldn't a human also be not human, like atheist? Yeah,
that's what I was
atheist.
Saying, but he cut me off very rudely. Thank you, Dan.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. That's all.
Thank you, Dan.
Unhuman, non-human.
A human, I think, would also be non-human.
Yeah,
I'm gonna argue that.
Like anti-human.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get it. See, Dan, you explain that so clearly. When CJ talks, it just grinds my gears to the point where I can't hear over the noise.
We should have a
same with us all.
Thanks, Dan.
Daniel.
I'll see you guys.
Quick,
later.
Hang up before he can talk to you.
I still can talk to him because he's listening to the radio show.
No, see, whenever
he just
you
can't
talk
back.
There's static.
You know what?
Morphing seems like
whenever
it should hurt.
Quiet. You know what happens when you talk? Scream death and pain. You just
it
can't
took
hear
you
it. Cause
that long to
no,
because
you wouldn't let me talk.
Wow, that was a long way. Did
you know what?
There was
you
that
agree?
Much
that
death and
long?
Pain in between the times you would let me talk.
You know continue. What happens when I talk?
Pain and suffering.
Everybody
and
in the room goes quiet?
Nobody listens.
Oh. I mean, there are entire organs inside your
Ow,
body that are
with a microphone.
Changing even down to individual cells. Everything about you has changed within a couple of minutes. It doesn't hurt, though.
Don't change. We like you just the way you are.
I guess the Andalite scientists who discovered the process made sure of that. If it had hurt, it would have been pain, pain too terrible... to live through.
Like Kyle talking.
Especially when you're doing some really bizarre morph. Like into a lobster or an ant.
A labster?
I was thinking lab rat,
like
but
it's Teamsters, except for lab technicians.
Hey, I thought it was a labster. Or
lab
an ant.
Lab technicians have rights, too.
When there's almost nothing left that's even slightly human. It didn't hurt, but it could definitely creep you out.
What do we want? More goggles. When do we want them? Now.
It didn't hurt. But I could hear my bones shifting and popping and stretching and squeezing. There was a grinding noise when my knee suddenly reversed direction.
What do you want?
I want you to say, "Hey, Jake."
"Hey, Jake,"
Marco said. He still had most of his human mouth. I started to answer him, but the sound that came out was more like...
No, it wasn't. You are such a liar.
I know. Marco grinned at that second... Marco grinned, and at that second, his mouth bulged into a snout. His teeth grew and multiplied and became the fearsome weapons of the wolf.
Fearsome weapons. It's your line.
Quick pass.
I don't believe it. It's coming.
Tobias yelled.
It's coming. It's already here. Oh, God.
Twister.
Thanks, Autumn.
Thank you for the Twister.
Record. Autumn's so frightened, so enthralled by our show that she's saying, "Oh, God," in the other room.
That's awesome.
I know.
You know, I like to think that all listeners say, "Oh, God," when we talk.
Really? I think she's just being Autumn and being sardonic.
No!
Apparently only when I talk.
I didn't need to ask what Tobias meant. I looked up at the sky. A dust storm was blowing just above the trees.
Coming! Unlike the snow that should be coming. Rachel.
Hey,
do we
have this?
What?
Do we have this little pit here? Or
no,
not?
I don't think so.
Oh, then hand me the aux cable.
I have.
Oh, hey, it's almost a break.
Hey, do
we
want to do bloopers?
Stall for like 3 minutes. No,
hey, so, I'd like a call. That'll take us 3 minutes to stall.
Well, you're supposed to call.
Turn me off.
Oh, my gosh. You totally turned me off.
Oh, I didn't mean.
That is so awesome.
That means no one's been hearing me. I don't know when I come off.
Hi.
Can we help you, Autumn?
Would you like to say hi to our listeners?
We're actually hoping to stall for 3 minutes, so say hi.
Hi, listeners.
Thank you.
Can you also say Animorphs rules?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't really like Animorphs.
Ah!
That's okay. Not everybody's perfect.
You have a weird definition of perfect.
Except me.
Sequitur.
Yes, exactly. S-E-Q-U.
I do have one question, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you guys get into Animorphs?
You know those things you used to get when you were in middle school, like the paper that they paid absolutely nothing for that you could see through? It had, like, all the books that you could buy and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, a picture of a guy turning into a lizard, and I was like, that's got to be an awesome book.
Amazing.
Me? In middle school, I had to wear a fanny pack around, and I had no friends. So the Animorphs
and all of a
became
sudden, Animorphs,
my friends.
All of a sudden, Animorphs appeared in his fanny pack one day.
Oh,
like, materialized.
Try.
Well, I have read my fair share of Animorphs books.
Yes.
Mainly because I'm a huge sci-fi / fantasy nerd.
Yes.
But... yeah, don't know. Not really up to par in my book.
That's okay. We put all our episodes online. You can refresh yourself.
Okay. How recently have you read them, though?
Oh, it has to have been in middle school, probably.
Yeah,
because I, too,
it's the greatest years of my life.
Yep.
Yeah, if you read them now, you'll think that they're the most amazing things in the world that you've ever read.
Really?
Except for book 9.
No, not really.
Quiet,
no.
You!
And books 41.
We do like to spice them up, though.
There are that many of them, for serious?
54. Yeah. Someone
54.
Dies in the end.
Plus
yeah, that's
like,
why we started reading them again, because we found that out, and we were like, no way!
Plus there are 10 books that are like Out of Canon, Port Fisher, and like Chronicles.
There's an Animorphs canon.
Yeah, dude.
Are you speaking English?
Chronicles is word.
Gallard.
Jeez, I can't believe I did that reference.
I would really like to see middle school photos of you guys, by the way.
No.
Can you bring them in? I'll bring mine in. Bring
contrary to popular belief, I was actually cute.
Really?
No, I wasn't.
No way.
Because I think I was like this height and like 2 pounds.
Oh, jeez.
And very, very uncoordinated.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was definitely little and the misfit.
I was little and I liked to pick fights.
Hey, you know what? Look at us now.
Yeah, we're on the radio and
even
no one can see us.
Lad. Okay, I'm just telling you right now, CJ and Kyle and Matt, babes.
Woo!
Babes. Just for all of you radio listeners out there that want to know.
Can you all feel my blushing? Because I am.
Yeah, they're all like rippling with muscles.
Yes,
pretty much.
Muscles are good.
Yeah, and
not just physical muscles, but intellectual.
No, don't go there. And the lie was deteriorated.
What are you talking about? No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I'm still living a lie.
I can see your brain from here. It's just bulging up your head.
Huge.
Hot. I like it. Is that enough time for you guys?
Yeah, I think so. The song just ended.
Awesome. Perfect.
Thank you, Autumn.
Thanks. Blooper reel?
Oh, please.
All right. This is a blooper reel and an explanation of why we failed at doing our awesome Megamorphs thing.
And, you know, life.
Basically, you know, it's like a normal show, except...
I bet you need to...
Except we were actually trying to...
put that in the thingy.
Yeah, give me that.
All right, so we're going to actually shut up for this and then
do
some PSAs.
Yeah, and we're
going
to do some paperwork, because that's what we do when we don't talk.
Enjoy an actual digression that we planned.
There we go. Good. I'm set. Kyle, take it away, sir.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
What number is it?
5. My name is Jake. Just Jake.
Yeah, well, I listened to the beginning. I listened to the beginning of that like 12 times.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life is but a walking shadow, a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Wow! That's the shortest soliloquy there is in Macbeth, though. Wow.
Count it.
Okay.
Ah! Oh, we're recording. Testing, testing, 1, 2. Testing, 3, 4, 5, 6. Testing.
Phone button.
Oh,
utter button, utter button.
You're on Animorphs,
the radio drama uncensored, I hope.
Oh, hi.
Oh. We were too late. No.
Still testing. Testing? Testing. Testing. Testing.
Why are you still recording? It's fine. Look, I'm not even peeking when I... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Keep talking.
Test. I don't like to talk. Yeah. See? Look, I'm talking. And it's normal. See? That's normal, right? It's normal? Normal. But then when I go like... Ah! I think I pulled that off.
Wait! Start over.
No, okay.
Why? Why? What does that girl have against me? Ah!
Oh.
Phone call.
No, that's
not. Stop.
Hi, you're on Animorphs.
The radio drama.
Uncensored.
Hey, if you need some space filler, Kyle could invite the listeners to participate in the Kyle Living Life Week thing.
You didn't hear my plug at the beginning?
Yeah, he already did that, obviously faithful listener.
I
guess
sorry.
I get to advertise twice.
But you could repeat it for those who just joined in.
Cool.
Which mic is he?
Don't turn me off. That's not me.
Dang it.
Hey! Oh, jeez. Stop. Okay.
No, I want to talk!
Okay. Here we go. I'm tired of saying okay. Okay, so basically, 1 week in the life of one week in the life of Kyle is 5 days where I'm challenging everyone to be allergic to cows because everybody's confused when I try to explain to them.
Only 5?
Yeah. Well, because I thought about 7 and then I was like, no. Business week, everybody feels like they're getting an extra 2 days where they can have cow.
Can you be allergic to a cow?
Yes.
For 5 days. Witness the suspense, the thrill, the magic, and the excitement.
Thank you for that reaction. That was awesome. Anyway, so basically, I've got a Facebook group set up. It's 1 week in the life of Kyle, and you just join up, and there's all the information you need and places where you can ask me questions, and I can inform you, and it's great. And then I've also talked to the commons so that you can go back in the kitchen and say, hey, what can I eat if I'm allergic to cows? And they say, here.
Sweet. Nice setup.
Yep, it's pretty cool.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, catch you guys later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Got beef.
could do the oh, 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 oh.
What number are you?
Isn't it the ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh? I've never screamed at a mouse.
No, because it's like a mouse. You're like, ooh, ooh.
That would work.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh. Oh, oh, oh. What about when she's getting away from me?
What? Well.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Get away from me.
Oh, okay.
Where's your scream?
What?
Scream.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want it for your ears.
That's yeah, okay.
Feels weird to just sit around and relax.
I said.
No. Sorry. No, we skip all the narration. No. Oh, dang it. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
It was definitely you.
What happened?
What is it? Liv, they should go to Cassie.
I heard that.
Otherwise, someone might kill them.
Test, 1, 2. Testing. How's it going? Not bad. How are you? Well. yeah, Yerks are bad. People are good.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. Yuck! Yuck!
Oh God!
We are so full.
That
of
takes me back. That takes me back so long ago.
We apologize to all the workers of the Cove.
Yeah.
Stuck listening to us. For
yeah,
years.
And all those listeners that are stuck listening.
And we're going to apologize some more. We're going to play some PSAs right now.
But before we do that, you're listening to kdup.up.edu or 1580 AM. You can call tonight at 503-943-7121.
That's 503-943-7121.
Or extension 7121 if you're on campus.
If you want to check us out, you can check us out on our webpage, www.animorphs-uncensored.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at animorphs:theradiodrama, with no uncensored. If you want to email us tonight, you can email us at animorph_radio@yahoo.com. Please stay tuned to these messages from our sponsors.
These messages.
We don't have sponsors. These are public service announcements.
You be quiet, sir.
KDUP is not affiliated with it.
Quick, turn them off.
Have you written a literature paper you're proud of? Do you have poems or essays you'd like to present to a crowd? If so, please consider submitting your work to UP's Literary Conference, NUCL, Northwest Undergraduate Conference on Literature. Held each April, NUCL is an exciting gathering of students from the region who present their critical essays on literature in English, Spanish, French, or German, original works of poetry or nonfiction. The deadline for submission is Friday, February 1st. To learn more and for instructions on how to submit, visit our website at college.up.edu/english/NUCL or contact Chair Molly Hero at hero@up.edu.
station KDUP 1580. I'm here to let you know that it's not a good idea to travel on your bicycle in Portland, even though it seems to be friendly, without protective and reflective gear. And for all you SUV drivers out there, look out. I'm just trying to ride my bike.
Friday, February 1st and Saturday, February 2nd, the Campus Program Board will be showing the movie Dan in Real Life. The event is free and will be held in the BC Auditorium. So come join us and watch this great movie. It's that time again. Housing applications are now available online, and returning students must reapply to live on campus next year. Anyone wishing to live on campus next semester can get an application online at www.up.edu/housing or obtain one from their hall director or the Office of Residence Life. Housing selection for returning students occurs using a ranking system. Information meetings will occur next week in the halls. So get your applications in quickly, and we'll see you on campus next year.
We would like to officially apologize to all that want to be apologized to.
For anything that you care to be offended by.
And we officially accept your apologies.
For everything that you did to us.
When you were angry with us.
About everything that you were offended by.
When you were young.
Or not.
Since you've been gone. I don't know what I was... I'm sorry. Let's... You know...
So, I believe we left Rachel in the hole of a building.
Who's doing voices and who's doing narration? Matt's doing something.
This is where we ran out of girl voices, isn't it?
Yep. So I get to rock girl voices?
Sure.
Or you can.
No, I'm supposed to do narration, I think, so...
Okay.
I'll do the crazy lady.
Let me out of here, you crazy old woman!
I yelled. I was learning something about myself. I still didn't know my own name, but I knew one thing. Whoever I was, I had a temper. Like Jesus. But the woman was no longer paying attention to me.
Oh.
Den of thieves?
Gotcha.
Much?
But the woman...
Yes, the woman... was no longer paying attention to me. I could hear her in the cabin above, sorting clothes and muttering to herself. The anger I felt was good. I realized it kept me from being afraid. There was something about that word, yerk. It meant something, something bad. I was looking back. I was looking through strange eyes, seeing too well, seeing not at all. Then a centipede bigger than a human, huge, more creatures, some real, some that couldn't possibly be real. An elephant, a massive rampaging bear, ants that were as big as I was, a deadly creature that swung razor-bladed arms and had feet like tyrannosaurs and... Tyrannosaurs. And... Sorry, Kyle, do it again. A creature dying. Like a horse. No, like a deer. But not a deer. A deer that flashed.
Is that the sound?
A tail that flashed. Eyes. I thought it was deedaloo, 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 deedaloo. Eyes. Too many eyes. And thoughts. Thoughts that were in my head.
Get out of my head!
I yelled suddenly. I gasped. It had been so powerful. My mind had opened and gushed out horrible images. And then it had closed again. Everything was hidden once more beneath a gray blanket.
Blanket.
I smelled smoke, and the scent was strong. Could you hit play, CJ?
Smoking is bad for you,
kid. Hit play.
And the scent was strong. Whoa. Strong and near, and turn it way down.
Whoa.
Strong and near. Was the woman cooking? Making a campfire? Was she...
The shack! It was burning! Let me out of here!
I cried.
The shack's on fire!
You won't be get me again, yerk!
I'm not a yerk! Let me out! Let me out!
The fire spread with stunning swiftness. The
oh
fire...
my gosh, it's spreading!
The fire spread
crackle, crackle,
with stunning
crackle.
Swiftness. Scintillating. In less than a minute, there were tongues of flame dripping down through the chinks
flame,
of the floor
lick,
above
lick,
me.
Lick, lick.
I could hear it snapping and popping. The smoke poured down in gusts and then blew away, only to come back stronger.
Let me out!
I yelled, but there was no answer. I was going to burn! I coughed as smoke. I did not cough up smoke. I coughed as smoke scorched my throat. I ran to the log uprights that formed the cage. I shoved at them, shoved and pulled, but they didn't move. I was trapped. I tried to scream again, but I coughed instead. I could barely breathe. Already my head was feeling light.
Don't worry about it.
Something exploded in the distance. Power! I needed power to break out. Power enough to shatter the rotted logs. I sank to my knees, driven down by the heat. Sparks fell around me, and I brushed them away as they burned my legs and back. I was too weak. I couldn't do it. Something within me. Then it began. I didn't even notice it at first. I was too terrified. I expected the flame engulfed cabin to crash down on me at any moment. Suddenly, I began to change. Puberty happens at interesting times in our lives. I was becoming large, so quickly that my head was rising toward the flames. Heavy, dark brown fur was growing from my arms and legs.
Weird.
Some of us get a little awkward around that time.
You just twisted this in my head, dude.
But what I noticed most was the power. Ripping, massive muscles pulsed from my arms and legs and swelled my neck.
Definitely not attractive.
It was an incredible giddy rush. One minute I was weak and failing and nearing death. The next minute, the power.
Yes, Mrs.
The
Smithers.
Amazing, straining, pulsing, explosive power.
Chapter 13.
Did you turn the music off?
Pausing it because we're doing a thing. Tobias came shooting down towards us. He wanted to make sure we knew.
It's coming!
I was halfway into morph. Could I use Thoughtspeak yet? I decided to try. We hear you, Tobias. I can see it.
Oh.
Finish morphing.
Jake yelled in my head.
Better to face this thing as wolves.
I was trembling with fear. I faced this thing once already that day. I wasn't interested in facing it twice, but Jake was right. Better to fight as a wolf than as a human. This time, Jake was...
As opposed to Axe, who's an amazing andalite and has, like, lightning-quick tail action. Now with lightning-quick tail action.
That's what Jake
karate chop action.
Take that, Mr. Three!
Falls over. Yeah, a bunch of Legos or something.
Yeah, he's standing on the blocks.
They love to do that.
I don't think it's funny.
That's because, CJ, you didn't have a childhood.
Or a sense of humor.
I needed the CD case. It was in front of CJ.
So he was on the other side of me. But when I... Oh, yes. But when I looked up to see the beast forming, I knew the wolf wasn't nearly enough. No animal morph could fight this thing. No animal morph could fight this thing! Look at it!
I cried.
Iambic pentameter.
Yeah.
Jake said. He was trying to sound brave. But Jake's been my friend for years. I know when he's scared. He was plenty scared. Here it comes. The beast of a hundred mouths and a hundred whirling blades came for us. There were treetops in the way. The beast shredded them. We ran. It would have been stupid to do anything else. My powerful wolf jaws were nothing to this beast. I ran and I ran fast. Wolves had pretty good speed and incredible endurance. A wolf can run for days all day if necessary, but I didn't think I would get the chance to run that long. The beast dropped to just a few feet above the ground, leveled off, and came after us. The trees were close together, too tight for the beast to fit through, so it simply shredded everything in its way. The noise was shocking. I ran. I leapt over the fallen logs. I dodged the trees.
Yeah,
and eventually the beast started laughing. I counted on my rough gray coat to protect me as I ripped through the thorn bushes. The beast ripped a path 50 feet wide through the forest. It was like some nightmare lumberjack.
An evil Paul Bunyan.
Oh my gosh, here it comes. It's wearing plaid.
It's a lumberjack and it's okay. It sleeps all night and works
this
all
summer,
day.
Coming to a theater near you. It used to be just trees, but now it's people. Bunyan. Can you?
Oh, man. It's gaining! Oh, wait. Wood shrapnel everywhere. Oops.
Nightmare lumberjack.
Just ruined that. Nightmare lumberjack.
It reduced trees to twigs and splinters in seconds. Oh. Wood shrapnel flew everywhere. It's gaining!
I said to Jake.
Little by little, it's gaining.
The trees. It's destroying them, but they slow it down just enough.
More trees! Thicker trees! I yelled. I looked wildly around at a world washed pale by the wolves' poor color vision. There were trees everywhere, too many. I didn't know which way the forest grew denser and which way it might thin out. But the wolf knew. The wolf's own instincts led the way. It had a map of every single forest that was on the globe. Jake and I both felt it. I guess because we began turning north.
It had GPS.
Exactly.
Weren't many trees in that patch.
The trees grew. The trees grew.
Went out for a drive, lost your way. Couldn't find where that next rest area was. Turn into a wolf. It has a GPS system.
And on the dashboard. You know.
Ooh, that was bad. But
the more you know.
Puberty happens at interesting times.
Sometimes it never happens to people like Matthew.
Oh!
That was so I could sing pretty.
He popped out talking on the air.
Oh, okay, so side note. I was in music, Joy of Music. Joy of Music class, and we actually heard this recording of a castrato. That was creepy.
I don't even know what that means.
Are you sure it wasn't?
Just half our listeners probably don't know what that means.
Put two and two together. Thank you, Autumn. Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't a counter?
Back in the day when...
I don't follow.
Back in the day when people used to believe that men had a more powerful singing voice than women...
Unix? Oh, I was thinking the operating system.
Lack of...
So that's where that
right.
came from.
So anyways...
So the high voices.
So certain men
individuals
decided that before they
men
hit,
decided. No, someone decided for them.
Well, certain boys decided that before
were
they
decided.
Hit,
it was decided.
It was
for
decided
them.
For them that before they hit puberty, they would
special
not
surgery
become
snip,
men.
You know, when
and
you
that's
take
where we learned how to neuter dogs.
And that's also how we learned how to cut our toenails.
God, well, where did we go off?
Anyways, it's a really creepy, weird sound to hear. It was it was not falling behind either. It's your turn.
Sorry, but you've gone on such a tangent that I'm so totally lost.
I thought it was Tobias the trees go. We never got to the trees grew thicker because you never.
Yeah,
read
you
that.
Never. Read
I read
that.
No,
we went.
The trees
and then I
grew thicker, and there were more of them. The beast chewed its way after us, but it was no longer gaining.
Say bye to Autumn.
It was not falling. Hi, bye, Autumn.
She said, see you later.
It was not falling behind either.
Jake, Marco, what are you doing?
Tobias yelled.
Heading for the denser woods,
Jake
Logan
said.
Maybe.
It's your line.
We got a note! Okay, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Heading for the denser woods.
I'll look at it later.
Can Jake said. Maybe it'll
Jake
slow
said
this thing down.
It is getting thicker up ahead.
Tobias agreed.
But you better hope it wears out soon.
Why?
I said.
Because you have a quarter mile of woods, and then it opens up into a meadow.
Tobias said.
Open grass.
Bum diddle bum diddle bum diddle bum diddle bum.
Oh, this would be where the drum works. Jake and I said nothing, but we didn't have to. We both knew if the beast didn't tire out before we came out into open country, it would catch us. And it didn't seem to... It didn't seem tired. Just then, as terrified as I was, I smelled something that set off deeper alarm bells in the wolf's mind. Smoke. There was a fire not far away. And to my acute wolf's ears came the faintest sound of a human voice screaming. As if the beast had heard the same faint cry, I saw the monster shudder. It hesitated. Jake, look! The beast wavered and slowed. I could see the meadow through the trees, the meadow where we would surely die, except now that the beast was wavering. Suddenly it turned away. It turned toward the place that smelled of fire.
And smoke.
Is that place that we're not supposed to say on the air?
Help. With this one I wrote?
Yeah, that one.
Wait, we're not allowed to say that.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Okay.
If we're talking
good,
about the place.
I didn't know.
The place.
Right, okay. Place.
Like where you go if you're not a good Catholic or Protestant or whatever.
H-E double hockey sticks?
Toothpicks,
yes.
CJ, toothpicks.
Chapter 14. Rachel.
Wait, wait. Could you,
what are we
could
talking
you
about?
The music because right now things are on fire and
wait,
we have
wait,
a fire
what were
song.
We talking about just a second ago?
Toothpicks.
Yeah, but what about them?
Burning.
Two of them instead
yeah.
of hockey sticks.
Pain and suffering,
yeah,
wailing
what,
and
what
grinding
about
of teeth.
What about them?
H-E double toothpicks.
Are we not supposed to say that?
What, toothpicks?
Yeah.
Toothpicks. Take us off the air, FCC.
Are you serious?
No. Can you play the fire music?
Press the button.
This one?
No. The other flashing green button.
The one that you paused.
Ah!
Hurry up!
Ah!
Fire! Oh, the humanity!
Turn that down. I can't hear myself talk.
Oh.
I cried. I was in a shower of flame, and it wasn't cleaning me. As bits of wood and fabric fell around me, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see, but I could hear an insane grinding noise from deep within my own body, and I knew that I was changing.
Change is everything.
That was all we had of the fire.
Pretty much.
CJ was lame.
In all my
face was lame!
Would you stop interrupting? In all my despair, I could feel the power flowing through me. Awesome power, but was it enough?
No.
I waited as long as I could. I wasn't done changing, but the heat was too great.
Oh, goodness.
And the thing that I was becoming hated the fire. A sudden surge of muscles, a forward rush, I slammed into the half-rotted logs. The logs broke from the force of my huge body. The logs that had imprisoned me were mere sticks now. I hurtled through them and away from the burning shack.
Oh, no!
At that moment, the shack collapsed on itself in an explosion of sparks. Explosion of sparks. Yay.
I don't know. I think Kyle's explosion trumps CJ's.
Yeah.
I stood panting.
Go away.
I stood on four legs. I looked down and saw front paws where hands should have been. My paws were covered in coarse brown fur, very shaggy, and I had long, sharp, black claws. A bear on its hind legs, roaring and swinging its mighty paws. Creatures all around, like walking razor blades. They came for the bear, came for me. I have this, don't worry.
Oh! It's really loud.
Yes, I thought.
Grizzly bear.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it is, yes. I'm sorry. I apologize, Kyle.
Grizzly bear. That was it. I had become a bear, was still becoming a bear, because the morphing was not completely done.
What am I?
I shouted into the microphone. Who said that? How dare you? I shouted.
It was so totally CJ.
But the
totally you.
But the sound that came from my mouth was not human. Thank you. What kind of creature was I? How could I do this? How could I become a different animal? It was insane.
Insane!
Maybe it was that simple. Maybe I was as insane as the woman who had burned down her shack to kill me for being a yerk. Was that it? Was I a yerk? What was a yerk? Suddenly, I heard a wild rush of wind.
Oh, no.
Not from the burning, crumbling cabin, from above. Up in the air, I looked up. But my human eyes were changing to bear eyes, and I couldn't see very well. I only saw a large shadow hovering above me. A flash of swift movement. It was attacking. The last of my human body was gone, and now I felt the full force of the grizzly bear's own mind. It was unafraid, and more than that, it was angry. No one attacked a grizzly bear, not if they wanted to live. I reared up on my hind legs. I must have been 10 feet tall, and I knew I was mighty. I roared, I swung my massive paws at the hovering beast, but then a second flash of movement, another animal racing swiftly toward us.
Rachel, is that you?
A voice demanded, a voice I did not truly hear except inside my head. I looked at the new creature. It had come to a stop, just a dozen feet away. I peered at it with my dim bear vision. My beer vision. It had four legs, like a horse or a deer,
What is happening on that side of the table? It's like explosions and wailing and grinding and CJ with a staring deer face.
It's the,
or a deer.
It's the creature.
But it seemed to have a head and an upper body that was almost human. And there was a tail. I was sure of that. The tail was cocked back like a weapon ready to be fired. For a frozen moment of time, we all three waited. Me, the beast, in the air, and this new apparition.
Rachel, is that you and Morph? It's me, Axe.
Rachel?
I asked silently.
Is that my name?
And then the beast made of dust attacked. Make awful noises.
That's what
I completely guessed on this track. This is our fourth and final play show. Oh, this is a good chapter to end on. Chapter 15, Axe.
We don't have to end on
yeah,
this
but we
one.
Have
We've got a half an hour.
Oh, right. Well, you're listening to KDUP 1580 AM or online at kdup.up.edu. I'm going with
Portland.
The music here. The only one you need.
No, the sound of Portland.
Shh. Yeah,
stop
well,
talking.
Officially. you can call us tonight. Where can you call us, Kyle?
503-943-7121.
Yeah. Or extension
7121, man.
If you're on campus. Email us at anamorph_radio@yahoo.com.
No?
Please email us at anamorph_radio@yahoo.com. check out our Facebook group, Animorphs the Radio Drama. Any uncensored on that?
So he gets to kick it out.
Don't
you
worry
see,
about it.
No one listens when I talk.
Hey, listeners are listening to you. We're just coughing.
They have to listen. They're a captive audience. I caged a few.
listen!
I am watching. For those of you in the cage, I am watching.
Cool. Not, Chapter 15.
Animorphs, the radio drama, no one censored.
Wait, isn't this supposed to be like a quickie? We just say, you know...
you know, like the Mart, quickie Mart. You know,
right.
I
right.
got you in and out.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Animorphs. Please come again.
No, I don't want to get sued.
Well, but the problem is this music doesn't really fit with this chapter.
Cool. Then stop it.
That's crazy talk.
But okay, CJ, do it.
Quick.
What am I doing,
dude? You're in the captain chair. I dang it! I said it. Hit the button.
Which one? This one?
Why did you let him have that?
Yes, the green one. The one you always have to push.
Sorry.
That one. How can you not know which button it is by now?
Chapter 15.
The incompetence, really.
I'm sorry. My name is Axemili Escarantisville. I am an Andalite. It was my brother, Prince Alfangar, who gave the humans power to morph. He'd been injured trying to drive the Yerks away from us. And when he crash-landed his fighter, it was Jake, Rachel, Tobias, Cassie, and Marco who found him. It was Visit 3 who killed my brother, so my human friends have told me. It was Visit 3 who killed my... Ow.
Is that better?
Yes, thank you. It was Visit 3 who killed my brother, so my human friends have told me...
What you doing the rest of the week?
Not listening.
Keep
to
going,
that.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, someday I will avenge that death. I must kill Visit 3 or be dishonored. Like Mulan. Later, Jake and the others found me. I was the last surviving Andalite from our great dome ship.
Young man! You must be swift as a coursing defeat bird.
Would you stop?
Be an Andalite.
No. Mysterious.
See, this is one of those songs.
No, but we should do it.
Be a prince. Be a prince. You must be... Swift as a raging...
Okay, here's what you guys get to do. You guys get to go write it so it doesn't sound like crud. And then bring it on the air.
It'd still sound like... Crap.
Yeah, but we never write you, and look how that one turns out. Oh, wait, I get your point.
Mm-hmm.
We never write anything, because that would be against the rules right now, because of the WGA strike.
What?
You know, Writers Guild of America.
So we can't read anything?
No, we can... It's already been written.
Strike on readers.
There's no strike on radio, either. It's kind of a flawed analogy. Or... You know, a misconception.
For those that care, this is Cassie theme by CJ's Hanley.
CJ's Hanley.
Yep. I was proud of this.
So was I.
I had nothing
felt like
to
I helped by I... yelling at you to not do it.
Oh, yeah, I did that. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Same room.
We were both there.
Right, but, you know, this was perfect for what we were doing, and now it's dead.
I am not one of the Animorphs, but I fight alongside them against our common enemy, the Yerks. And while I am on Earth, I have taken Jake for my prince. Unless, of course, it conveniences me to do something else. I had got along with Marco on his foolish venture to the home of the human named Arlene. I knew it was foolish, but I thought it would be better for Marco to have someone with him. No one can hear me right now. No one at all. It is complete and total bloody... Can I say bloody?
No.
Bloody.
Keep
bloody,
going.
Bloody. Marco is highly intelligent, but he's also
Sorry,
very afflicted...
Steve. I don't get the same reading.
Stop talking.
CJ, you never
You're
get
ruining
the same
your own song, man.
No, you're ruining it.
Okay. Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, we aren't getting anywhere!
And that's different from normal. How?
It's not!
What did our note say?
I haven't read it yet, CJ, because I'm trying to read a book!
Yeah, take that!
Marco is highly intelligent. Oh, is that the end of the song?
Yes.
But he's also
Thank
very
you.
Afflicted
Thank you,
by a condition the humans call sense of humor.
No, not yet.
I have noticed that Marco's sense of humor sometimes makes him do strange things. Turn it down!
Alright, no, do not let him control the volume. He has no concept of sound. Meaning
really
that the headphones that he's wearing are really not good.
Well, neither are mine, but I know, like, where...
Yeah,
anyway,
you're
anyway,
good.
Anyway.
See, you can do things like that. See, they can't.
Well, but I can't do you, and...
Well, now you're talking about me right in front of my face. Just
See,
straight
it,
past
we
me.
Really have to work with him.
Sorry,
okay?
Listeners.
Really?
Because
I usually work
with him.
We
I'm
need to
good.
Train him.
So this week I'm going to be working on my
CJ.
Project. What?
It's on the newspaper. That is done on the newspaper!
we'll get him trained, folks. Don't worry.
But he is also very afflicted by a condition the humans call sense of humor. I have noticed that Marco's sense of humor sometimes makes him do strange things. But when the great beast from the sky appeared, I was powerless. Later, the humans asked me for answers. Did I know what this beast was? The humans assumed that I was so
Phone ring. Ever. Pause it. Answer the bot. Turn off the music.
I'm working on it. No, you're on Animorphs, the radio drama uncensored.
Stop yelling at them.
I just wanted to say, I can't do you. How did you pass that one up?
I caught it, and I was just like, you know what, let's let this go. And then you called.
I definitely didn't catch that.
I know, you
We're
don't catch much.
Ruining my night, Dan.
Yo. I'm sorry, CJ.
Hey, how's that stats coming?
Oh, it's not.
No homework.
Are you breaking a rule?
Yes.
Oh, I just like Matthew Tung. Oh, never mind.
What?
Okay.
I'd like Matthew Young to know that I haven't looked at
No, wait,
well,
I think we'll
sure
stick with the first.
Terrible.
I think we'll stick with the first part of that sentence that just had you saying, I like Matthew Tung.
Dude, he totally hung up on
Dude,
you.
Dude, who doesn't, man? He's so manly and amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, creepy.
Awkward.
Wow, I can barely get through a paragraph. I must be British.
Or sitting next to CJ.
That's your mic, actually.
Oops.
That you turned off. Nothing. God darn. I've noticed, yeah, I already read that.
Matt has recently become very interested in...
Oh my gosh! I've recently become interested in getting through a page.
That's a real shame, Kyle.
Because you're not going to do that here.
We've got 20 minutes. I bet we can do it.
Did I know what this beast was? The humans assume that I must know every terrible thing that lives in this vast galaxy. They are so uncultured. But I did not know this creature, and it frightened me. When we set off to find Rachel, I traveled through the woods. I live in the forest now. It is my new home.
With the tree.
That's usually where living now would indicate that it is a new home, but I felt that that sense was entirely
Just keep
necessary. I ran steadily to reach a place where I was to meet up, with Tobias, Jake, and Marco. Then I detected the smoke. I'm not quite sure how, because Kay has never explained how I smell or anything of that sort.
He's got a nose.
He's got three slits.
He didn't smell it. He detected it.
Mm.
So we got out his little magnifying glass and put on his deerstalker cap. And he said, By Jove, Watson, I've detected the smoke.
See? There.
Brilliant, Holmes. How do you do it?
Axe. I detected smoke. I looked up and saw a pillar of smoke rising through the trees. My eyes
And
swept...
then the river.
What?
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Kyle does love us. Sometimes it's tough love. Sometimes it's tough love, but he does love us. I'm hearing nothing.
There isn't anything on.
Yeah, just like in your head, there's nothing on.
You happy? You got sound.
Read. My eyes swept around me, checking every direction. I must always be very careful not to be seen by humans. One stark eye followed the pillar of smoke into the sky, and then I saw not, there, Kyle, a page, smoke, but dust. Dust that blew faster than any wind.
Wake up.
The beast! Not the beast, but a beast. Because it was coming again. I ran faster than before with all my speed. It had been looking for me. It had come to hunt me down. I was sure of it. Where
That's
should
the
I run?
Wrong button.
Not
That's definitely the wrong button.
Where should I run? Not toward where Jake and Marco were supposed to be. I could not lead the beast to them, but the fire, maybe the smoke would hide me. Yes! I raced toward the smell of smoke. My hooves flashed. My tail was tucked down tight against my back for speed. For speed.
Arr.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. I saw a small clearing, and in the clearing, a pillar of flame. A building of some sort. It was burning rapidly. I was fine. The heat blasted me. I could hear the noise of dry wood snapping and popping, flames sucking at the air. But there was a greater noise. The beast above me, like above the fire. It swirled and roared like a storm. And then I saw another creature. It was an earth animal called a grizzly bear. It reared up on, Horribilis Maximus or something like that. No, Ursulus Horribilis. Something, yeah.
Grizzly.
Bear.
Yeah. It reared up on its hind legs and bellowed defiance. But that mighty voice was swallowed up in the hurricane howl of the dust beast. Thank you, CJ. A grizzly bear. Rachel had a grizzly bear more. If I had seen her use it, it had to be her. Rachel, someone else say that.
Is that you?
Wow.
Axe is not a Hork-Bajir right now.
Rachel, is that you?
The huge bear swung its massive head to glare at me, but there was no thought-speak answer.
Rachel, is that you in Morph? It's me, Axe.
No, it should be, it is. I am proper British, and I do not use contractions.
Cheer line.
Rachel? Is that my name?
We're sorry, Morgan.
Huh?
Sorry.
Suddenly, the dust beast attacked.
Dust beast, attack!
Attack! In a rush of hurricane winds, it descended on Rachel. Not on me, but on Rachel. It was her the beast wanted.
Oh,
she stood firm.
It wanted her.
You never know what those dust beasts prefer. She stood firm, unafraid.
Rachel!
I cried.
Run, you can't fight it!
The beast of 100 gnashing mouths descended
gnashing.
On the bear.
Gnashing.
Gnash.
Gnash.
Bill. The bear swung a massive paw. It was a blow that would have knocked my head from my shoulders. I've done that before, it's quite painful. A blow that would have punched through steel.
Ooh.
The claws raked the dust beast's closest mouth. The bear cried in sudden pain. His paw was gone. Simply gone. Gone. Just
like
gone.
Like yesterday is gone. Like Elvis and his mom. Like Al Pacino's cash. Nothing lasts in this life. Gone. That grizzly bear's claw is gone.
Its paw was gone. Simply gone. And his place was a shattered, bloody stump. Like
it
CJ
has a
is
bloody
about
stump.
To, like CJ is about to become.
I figured if I just didn't make a comment and stared, he'd stop, folks.
Has
but
that ever worked?
What
no.
What could I do?
No, it hasn't.
What
I
could I do? I was
sometime.
Desperate. My tail was my only weapon, but the creature... But, I'm just so consternated. But the creature would simply grind it off as he'd done with Rachel's paw. Rachel bellowed in pain from her awful wound, but she struck again. She's still standing erect and defiant. She struck again with her other paw. Yes, CJ, erect. Can we move on? This time the entire leg was gone, and now I could see human terror shining through the bear's eyes.
Rachel!
Make that more despairful. Desperate.
Check, I'm working on it. Are you trying to cry?
Rachel!
I cried.
Wow, that wasn't actually that bad.
Try it again.
I was going to say it's not working. Yeah, do it again. No, never mind. Keep going.
Rachel! I cried in despair. Now, you gotta do method acting, which means you gotta think of the saddest time in your life and just replay that over and over in your head.
Agreeing to join this show.
My Adelaide tale was useless. I needed something else. Anything. I searched my memory. What morph did I have to fight this monster? Nothing. Nothing. And Rachel's bear was one of the mightiest morphs we had, and she was doomed. There was nothing left now but to escape. No, not to escape. To follow this creature. To find where it hid. To find where it came from. I had an earthbird morph. It was called a harrier. It was very fast. I could morph and perhaps be able to follow this monster. Because one thing was certain. I could not save poor Rachel. Rachel. And he ruins it by yawning. The dust beast descended on Rachel. It enveloped her completely. Mm-hmm. I could no longer see her. It was as if a cloud was swallowing her up. The beast shifted and flowed and reformed to engulf the raging bear that was my human friend, Rachel. Shaking with fury and horror, I began to morph. And suddenly, with a speed that was shocking, the dust beast stopped. It lifted away from Rachel. It exploded upward. Away from her and came at me. Right at me. Oh, and in the goodness. Few seconds left to me, I realized... The morphing. It was the morphing. That's what it was after. It was reacting to the morphing. It was the morphing energy itself that drew the beast. Of course. How could I have been so thick?
Holmes.
It lifted from Rachel. I had a flash of her bare body wrapped in living ropes. The beast had not killed her. It had wrapped her up as if wrapping a gift. A present. That's all the synonyms for present. An offering, if you will.
A gift.
Like the Andalite's gift. Like what this is named.
Did we ever
That's
say?
The name of the show. Yeah, I told him at the beginning.
Oh, cool.
What?
Megamorphs number one, the Andalite's gift. You know?
Yeah.
Living ropes. Yes, the living ropes dissolved to rejoin the dust beast and became part of it. Become part of it. 100 mouths and 1,000 whirling blades descended on me. Now it was after me. I knew that if I struck it with my tail, it would leave me with a bloody stump. I could not fight it. To fight was to be shredded. I stood still. I reversed the morph and regained my complete Andalite form. I felt the beast around me. It suffocated me. It choked me. It wrapped me tightly in a cocoon till I could not move an inch. Until I used proper English. I felt myself being lifted from the ground. Up, up, and up and up. Faster and faster. Unable to see. Unable to...
She always likes fresh meat.
Able only to hear the wild winds of the beast itself. Thank you for that obscure Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
But now I understood. I knew where it was taking me. I knew the purpose of the beast, and with a fear that chilled me to my bones, I realized that I knew its master's name.
Chapter 16. Jake.
Could we not have this? I need to finish the play show.
Oh, okay.
There's like a whole 30 seconds. Can you do this for me?
You turned me off again, this didn't you? Thing.
Yeah.
It's better than turning you on, Tao.
It really depends.
Way down further. Down.
There we go.
That's great.
My wolf nose told me a story. The stench of burning wood was everywhere, but I could still smell blood. Something had sprayed blood over a wide area. A bear. I smelled the powerful scent of a bear. I sniffed the ground again. Human. Two different humans. And something else. A strange alien smell. A smell like nothing I could imagine.
It was really
bad. Something that really hurt my nose.
And turned me slightly British.
Until I looked at the tracks. Sharp hoof marks. Axe. Axe had been here. Two humans, one wearing shoes, one barefoot. A bear. Axe. Blood. A fire still smoldering.
That's you.
Are you serious?
No, that's you. Oh, wait, no. It is.
Oh, it is.
Totally
okay, good.
You.
I thought you were sleeping on the mic.
Some of us are professional.
I'm not.
I'm not. You're not.
What do you make of it?
Autumn might have
been. I asked Marco.
The barefoot person had to be Rachel. So was the bear. It had to be her. There are no grizzlies in this forest. And the blood, that's hers too. Or the bear's anyways. So she was hurt bad.
I swallowed anger and fear. I had to stay focused. What can hurt a grizzly? I asked, knowing the answer.
A man with a gun,
Marco said.
Another grizzly, or some animal that isn't from Earth. No Earth animal can mess with a grizzly bear.
It was that thing, I said. Tobias swooped down low and slow.
Bear tracks headed north. I see tracks, but they're weird. Hind legs only, like the bear was walking erect. And blood.
So, Rachel and Bear morph tangled with the dust bees.
No, she tangoed.
Definitely says tangled.
I said.
I like tangle better.
She came out of it alive, but she couldn't use her front paws. That's the way it looks.
Where?
Tobias said. Right in the middle.
Hey, Dance Master, it's your line.
That's the way it looks.
Tobias said.
Sorry, I was cha-chaing.
The bear tracks down... I am not Axe. I am Tobias. The bear tracks stopped down by...
I am Tobias.
Oh, God.
And we self-reference.
Stop.
Good eyes. Hawk eyes. The bear track... The bear track stopped down by a stream made maybe 1,000 yards from here. After that, I don't see anything. She must have morphed back to human.
Which way did she go?
Marco asked.
Upstream? Downstream?
Tobias came to rest on a branch.
I don't know. I looked. I didn't see her. I should have gotten here sooner. I should have known when it let you two go that it was going off after her.
Tobias, no one understands this monster.
Except Axe, but he's caught. How convenient.
You couldn't have known what it would do. None of us could. I said, it sounded reasonable, but in my mind I was thinking that I should have known. I should have guessed. What's Axe's story in all this? I asked. Blaming myself was not the point right now. Axe was coming to meet us. He sees the fire, goes to investigate it. Maybe then he sees Rachel, or Rachel and Bearmorph. Were they both here at the same time?
I don't know,
Marco said.
Maybe. Lots of analyte tracks all together here. Then, look, they just stop right here. No analyte scent past this point. It's like he just was just lifted up and carried away.
Dum dum dum.
Tobias said.
So he gets here, sees Rachel and the beast going at it. Axe is a brave guy. He jumps into it. Rachel gets away. She's bloody, but she gets away. And Axe? Why isn't he still here? Or else why don't we see a separate set of analyte tracks leaving? Or at least see a body.
What?
You need to stop turning me off.
I didn't.
It's better than turning you on, Kyle. It's better than turning you on.
Now I've lost my place.
No one said anything?
No one said anything. I'm still lost.
We all feared the worst.
We all feared the worst.
I was remembering what the beast had done to Darlene.
I was remembering... Page!
You're
91!
I thought you knew the page.
Yeah, I know, but...
No one said anything. We all feared the worst.
Especially Kyle.
I was remembering what the beast had done to Darlene's house, and to the trees. Maybe it didn't leave bodies behind.
Wait, silent moment for the trees.
What?
Okay.
Well, the trees have no tongues.
And to the trees. Maybe it didn't leave bodies behind. Maybe there was no body left after it was done.
Andalites are tougher than they look,
Tobias said.
I should know. I'm with Axe a lot out here in the forest. Don't write him off.
Yeah, I agreed, trying to sound hopeful. We've been in Morph a long time. We need to use what time we have left to get to civilization and morph back. I have to at least check in with my folks, or they'll have cops out looking for me.
We can't just stop looking,
Marco said.
Tobias only has an hour of good light left. After that, there won't be anyone trying to find Rachel. Or Axe.
I'll use that hour,
Tobias said. He opened his wings and flapped wearily back up into the sky.
Good meeting.
We'll come back tonight, I told Marco. Have dinner with your dad. Then we hook up at Cassie's barn.
Jake, what's going
on? Marco asked me as we trotted swiftly back toward the road.
Is this the Yerkes?
Who else could it be?
I asked. But look, if it's them, then they know who we are. I mean, this thing came right after me and Axe. It went after Rachel. It went after me and you. It knows who we are. So why don't the Yerkes just move in on us? Why not show up at our homes?
Instead of Beethoven lives upstairs, Yerkes live upstairs.
That's the question.
Have you got any emails?
No.
That's the question.
Animorph_radio@yahoo.com. 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 Animorph_radio@yahoo.com.
That's the question, I agreed. We had reached the road. The bus would come by soon. It was time to demorph. That is exactly the question we need to answer.
Yeah, that and the question of where Rachel is and why she doesn't go home.
Ding, ding. One more question.
That is, where is Rachel and why doesn't she go home for 200, Alex?
And one more question, I added as I felt my human body emerge from within the wolf.
Within.
How do we stay alive?
Do you think we can blast through a chapter in like 7 minutes?
Yep.
Is that possible?
I bet we could. It's not that long.
Chapter 17. Cassie.
Well, we know CJ has to read it.
Radio Shack, August Women, Godiva, The Gap, Miss Fields, Casual Corner, B. Dalton, Kinney Shoes, Banana Republic, Bright Lights, Color Signs, The Smell of Cinnamon Buns, The Mall.
Yuck.
And worse yet, The Mall on a Saturday evening. It was crowded, it was loud, but The Mall was the place to look for Rachel. Jake, Marco, Tobias, and Axe had all gone to the spot where the ice cream truck attack had taken place. Jake had asked me to look into the other places she might have gone. He said I know best where she hung out. Maybe that was true, but it still bothered me a little. It could be a little sexist on Jake's part, or maybe he was trying to protect me. Either way, it bothered me. I didn't want special treatment because I was a girl. Jake would never even think about something like that with Rachel. It bothered me for a reason, too. It bothered me because a part of me was just a little relieved. I was safe in the mall. Who knew what Jake and the others were dealing with out in the forest? I told myself I wasn't glad to be safe. I told myself I was just doing what needed to be done. But the possibility that Jake was in danger, while I was safe, gnawed away at me. It's because you told Jake about that stupid dream, I realized. Now he thinks you're losing it. Not a surprise, is it? You tell a guy you're having nightmares where you face evil and choose who it kills. He's going to maybe think you're losing it. Just the same, Jake was right. I knew the places Rachel might go. I had already checked out the gym where Rachel did gymnastics, and the frozen yogurt place where she always ordered key lime pie flavor. I checked school, just because that's where she should have caught the bus. And I had scoped out her house, even though her sister said she wasn't there, which left the mall. Wait, is that...
Sorry. Wait, is that her?
I muttered to myself. I stood on tiptoes to see better. No, it was some other blonde girl. I am not a shopper. To me, shopping is something you do when you have to.
Cassie
Rachel,
is harassed.
For Rachel, it is an art form. If she wasn't at home, she should be here.
Rachel?
I said loudly to a girl passing by, but as soon as I did, I knew it wasn't her.
Ooh, sorry. I thought I knew you.
Then suddenly, someone I did know. Someone I definitely knew. Chapman. He appeared suddenly in front of me, carrying a shopping bag from one of the department stores and heading toward the B. Dalton bookstore. Chapman, if the dust creature was linked to the Yerkes, he would know. Chapman was our assistant principal at school. He was also one of the highest-ranking controllers. The slug who lived inside the brain was an important Yerk. Chapman would know. Following him had to be more useful than just wandering around the mall. But how? Morphing in a crowded mall would be dangerous. So what? I reproached myself. So don't do something stupid just to prove you aren't scared, I argued with myself. While I was debating with myself, I fell into a step a few yards behind Chapman. I had already made up my mind. I just had to decide how I was going to spy on him. Houseflight, yes. That was the thing. A quick morph, hook on to Chapman, and stay with him for as long as I could remain in morph. Chapman was in the bookstore, thumbing through magazines. How long would he stay in the bookstore? Long enough? Maybe. And where could I morph without being seen? I went to the back of the store. There was a storeroom with the door ajar. Inside the storeroom was a second door, a bathroom for the employees. Bingo. I glanced at Chapman. He had moved to the history section. What on earth did a controller want with history? I swallowed hard and slid into the storeroom, acting like I belonged, but also moving quickly. No one was around. I went into the tiny employee's bathroom and locked the door. I took off my shoes and outer clothing and stashed them in the trash under a lot of wadded-up paper towels. I would have to come back for them later. Then I focused. It wasn't easy because my heart was pounding, and I really didn't like insect morphs much. I focused on the fly and prayed no one broke into the bathroom. I felt giddy. I wasn't afraid. Not too afraid, anyway. Even Rachel would have been impressed. I began to shrink. It was very weird when you morph into something tiny. One minute your head is like 4 feet above the floor, then suddenly your head is only 2 feet above the floor, then 1 foot, 6 inches, 1 inch. It's like falling, and it seems like the floor is rushing up to slap you. I mean, the linoleum seemed to be alive, the way it swooped up at me. It was like a skydiver spiraling down towards Earth. But there was another very disturbing thing happening, too. There is nothing human about the housefly. Everything has to change. Everything. My hands began to split open. Two of my fingers grew out and became sharp claws. Two other fingers and my thumb blossomed open, splitting into thousands of tiny sticky hairs. It's the kind of thing that used to scare me to death when we first started morphing. Let me tell you, the worst horror movie you ever saw in your life is a joke compared to actually watching your own body turn into something else. Morphing is also never pretty. The others all say I'm the best morpher, that I can make it look okay, but nothing can make a fly look okay. There are no Brad Pitt flies.
And we can all be grateful for that.
Flies are ugly-looking creatures. Nasty, ugly, gross, disgusting creatures. My legs were shriveling down and turning into my fly
shriveled
legs.
Shriveled little legs.
Sploot. My new legs exploded from my chest just at the bottom where my ribs had been. Legs shot out like huge black worms. They grew dagger-like hairs and formed joints and became as hard as plastic. And my face? Well, that was definitely unpleasant. My nose split open, forming two halves. Each half began sprouting long, sensitive hairs. My mouth and tongue melted together, then grew huge, forming a long tube with an open, spinning, sucking hole at the end. My eyes seemed to shatter, like a mirror broken into a thousand pieces. My vision was gone for a moment, and I was blind. Then it came back, but was so different, I almost didn't realize it was sight at all. I had gone from human eye to compound eye, where once my vision was a single picture, now it was a thousand bits. It was like watching TV with your nose right against the screen while you twist the color control knobs. The bits formed pictures, but the colors were all wrong.
Oh, could you possibly be any slower?
At last, I was done morphing. I was a fly. It was true, I guess, that I am a little faster at morphing than the others, even Axe. I know it's kind of a stupid thing to be proud of, but I am. I beat my powerful wings, let go of my grip on the tiny ridges in the linoleum, and escaped from the bathroom by zooming neatly beneath the crack of the door. Once out, I shot quickly up for the altitude and safety, and headed for Chapman.
Yay!
I think we're going to have to call it a night. You're listening to KDUP 1580 AM or online at kdup.up.edu. KDUP, the only one you need.
Yep.
You can't call us because we're about to leave, but if you want to call tomorrow, 503-943-7121.
That's 503-943-7121.
Or extension 7121 if you're on campus.
Or lazy.
Yep, and we'll be hitting up the Cove in just a little bit here.
Yep, that's what we do. When we're done, we roll over to the Cove.
Why?
And I highly recommend it.
Why didn't you email us at anamorph_radio@yahoo.com?
I hadn't turned off the phones. Someone wants to call in right now, they can.
No, they can't because we're leaving.
Oh, you are not good at that.
All right, from now on, CJ does not get that chair.
And I don't get that chair, so we all sit where we usually sit.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless you wanted this chair, and then I'd just sit over there and not do things well either.
Yeah.
Well, and from all the staff here at KDUP,
K'd up.
Have a wonderful week.
And I think we're going to go ahead and end with not our theme, but the Megamorph theme.